is more than a title. It's a calling. Our role is to protect our families, exemplify character, and set our kids on the right path. This is our calling. This is our mission. Fatherhood. What's up, dads? Welcome back to another episode of Mission Fatherhood. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I was planning on doing a Q&A, and I was asking people for some questions that I could cover in a Q&A, but I didn't get very many. I'm going to be honest here. I feel like it would not be worth it to do an entire Q&A with a couple of questions. But there is one that I was asked that kind of piggybacks on something I already talked about. And so I just want to cover that. So I did an episode of this podcast dealing with decentralized command and commander's intent. The idea being that when you let your kids know why or what the overall mission is. When you let your kids know what the overall mission and objective is, you don't have to micromanage every little action they take for them to do the right thing. And I had some more thoughts on it after I hit stop on recording. And I'm glad to have gotten some feedback that some of you actually had more thoughts on the matter too, or questions also. So Andy Murphy, the secure dad, asked if, at what point we know how much to back off. And I'm not reading it verbatim. I don't have it in front of me. But essentially his question was, you know, obviously when you have a young child, they need more guidance. And I think I said that in the other podcast episode. But as kids get older, you can back off a little bit. And the question is, how do you know when to back off? And I think a big part of that is trial and error. My kids are all very different. My 11-year-old sometimes is very responsible in some areas and not responsible in others at all. Many times my 9-year-old is more responsible than his older brother. And I'm not saying that as a dig on my oldest. I just think that there's a lot of maturity that's happened in the old soul that is my 9-year-old. And so sometimes he can be trusted with things that older kids can't. It's going to be different with every kid. So sometimes what's happened is I've just kind of let them have a little bit of responsibility over something and came to find out that they couldn't really handle it. So I'm gonna give an example here of something that I gave over. I delegated to two of my kids. And the reason I'm bringing this up as an example is because two of them are capable of doing this, but one needs a little bit more hand-holding, so to speak. Okay, so I decided it was time for my boys to start mowing the lawn. I said, I'm not going to pay someone to mow the lawn anymore. I'm going to go buy a lawnmower, and I'm going to have my sons do it. This is why I had kids. It's not really, but it's fun to say that. The original thought in my head was that this was going to be a job for the oldest, for the firstborn. You have now reached a level of your journey into manhood where you're going to be able to mow the lawn. And he loved the idea. So I got him out there, taught him some rules. Rule number one is you always got to clear the yard and make sure there's nothing in your way. No debris, no obstacles, nothing that's going to keep you from getting the lawnmower over the terrain. You know what I mean? No sprinklers out in the yard, no no toys, no rocks that are going to go flying as projectiles, things like that. I also taught him that you absolutely at all times must wear closed-toed shoes and preferably pants, because sometimes stuff can come up and hit your legs. So we had some talks about the rules, and I taught him you always need to check the oil level and the gas before you get going, which usually when it comes down to it, I check the oil levels and I let him check the gas. But we got the rules down. So we go out there and he did a very good job. He actually turns out to be very meticulous. He doesn't miss very many areas. If he misses a spot when he does a row, he goes back and he hits it so that he can make sure that it's all even. So he's got a good attention to detail when it comes to that. Now, this turned out to be something that both of the other boys in the house wanted to do also. One of them's 9, one of them's 8. But I actually think at the time we started doing this, one of them was 7 and one of them was 9. So we get out there and I'm saying what the rules are and do this and do that. And I kind of taught them the same things I had taught my oldest. You know, you go in rows and then you come back and then you cover all the areas. Well, they're very responsible when it comes to the rules. They know that they're supposed to go out there and check all of the debris. They know they're supposed to do certain things, but their attention to detail, both of the younger boys, is not so great. So my 9-year-old, he will go out there and he will he'll put in a good effort, but if he misses a spot, he doesn't really notice it and go back to it. So I end up having to kind of clean up after him. So he needs some more guidance. I can't just let him loose. I can let my 11-year-old go out and just mow the lawn. He doesn't need me. Once I make sure that he's done his preliminary check and make sure there's nothing that's going to hurt him, I can let him go. My 9-year-old, I need to be out there with him to make sure I say, hey, you missed something back there. Make sure you go back and get it. And the 8-year-old, now I need to be out with him very much. He will take a break every 5 minutes. And it doesn't really take that long to mow the lawn if you just keep with it. He will, he'll quit a lot. He'll go inside. He won't stick with it. The lawn won't get finished if I don't stay on him. So every one of them has a different level of how much I can just give over to them to delegate the task to them. And I only know that by having let each one of them do it. And then, of course, there's my daughter who's 5 and not tall enough to even reach up and hold the handle to push the mower. I'm very worried she would get hurt, so she doesn't mow at all. So there's all different levels of how much I can delegate to each one. Each one I only know by having let them try. So hopefully that kind of gives a picture of what I'm talking about with backing off a little bit. Like, I backed off of my 11-year-old mowing the yard because I just know where he's at with it. Now, I had some other thoughts on the subject because I was thinking about when it comes to decentralized command and when it comes to commander's intent militarily. You know, I've had to put some thought into how does this apply to a family and raising kids, because it's not one for one. It's not exactly the same thing. I'm not commanding troops here as much as it sometimes feels like it. I am trying to train young children to grow to be responsible adults, primarily. And so there's nuance. There's different things that I need to do with them than there are with things in the military. But I was thinking about when we talk about commander's intent and we say, when you allow your troops to understand what the mission is, you don't have to micromanage every little thing that they do in order for them to do the right thing. So I started thinking about all of that when it has to do with kids. Probably mostly after I had stopped recording the other podcast episode. So I've had all these thoughts gathering. And the thing is, there are things in parenting where you have to be leery of the future consequences of your choices, of what you choose to do with your kids, what you choose to let them do on their own, how much responsibility you choose to let them have. And you have to really be sure that you're giving over control of something to them for something that they can handle. So, yeah, I was thinking about that. And, you know, I was thinking about how we have to sometimes explain why to our kids. And I know that's frowned upon sometimes in the military even. But it's really frowned upon in parenting circles where people talk about, you know, they're not your friend, they're your kid. They got to just do what you tell them to do. No, I mean, I believe that kids need to obey, but I also believe that there needs to be an understanding on the parents' level where you know that the end result you're going for is not compliant Autobots. No, Autobots are Transformers. What's the word I'm looking for? Well, you know what I mean. Like, you know, I don't want them to just be robots that do what I tell them to do, because they're going to be adults and they're going to have to make decisions for themselves. So I want them to be trained to do the right thing because it's the right thing. And I feel like I'm having a hard time articulating what's going through my head. But so take as an example. I've tried to have this conversation with people before where I say, if you just force compliance out of your kids by, let's say, by having a system of punishments, and you say, you can't do this because you'll be punished. If you do that, you'll be punished. And that's the only why you give them. Well, when they grow to be adults, sometimes the same consequences don't exist for adults as exist for kids. So if I say, you can't do this thing because you'll be punished in this way, and then when they get older, they realize, hey, you know what? I can do whatever I want now. That threat of punishment isn't there anymore. Then they'll do that thing that they shouldn't do. And this may not be an illegal thing. I'm just talking about moral, you know, right and wrong. Something that they shouldn't do. Now you remove the threat of consequence and they go, well, I can just do it now. So now they don't know why they were obeying in the first place. They don't know why it was they weren't supposed to do the thing or why they were supposed to do a certain thing. So if I tell my kids why, and I help them to understand this is why we treat other people as we want to be treated. Not because I'm going to ground you, not because I'm going to take something away from you, but because you should treat someone the way you want to be treated, because this is the way things come around. This is the way things should be. And you should always do the right thing for other people, even if you know they're not going to treat you the right way. If I teach them some of the why behind the reason why we do things and don't do other things, we're going to have better adults, better citizens out there. Would you agree with me? I think that when we take away the threat of consequence, once those people are adults, they will continue to do the right thing, even though it is not something they would be punished for. And I think that sometimes that's what happens with a lot of the people that commit crimes, is no one ever taught them how to be a good person. They taught them, you'll be punished if you do this. And then maybe one time they tested their boundaries and they tried it and they didn't get caught. And they said, huh, how about that? The thing that I was always told that this and that would happen didn't happen. So now I'm just going to do it. And you know, the thought popped into my head. I'm sorry how random I'm being with my thoughts. They're not very organized, but the thought popped into my head. Someone that I remember telling their kids, you shouldn't stick your tongue out because a bird will poop on it. That was how they taught their kids to not stick their tongue out. Here's the thing. One day that kid's going to realize that a bird's never going to poop on their tongue when they stick it out. And they haven't learned that the reason they shouldn't stick their tongue out at people is because it's rude. You just shouldn't do it because it's disrespectful to the person that you're sticking your tongue out at. Now, I mean, when you're playing around with friends, it's fine, whatever. But like if your teacher tells you to do something and you stick your tongue out, the reason why you shouldn't stick your tongue out at your teacher is because it's respectful to keep your tongue in your mouth. Not because a bird is going to poop on your tongue if you stick your tongue out at your teacher. You see what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be something that's necessarily even really a right or wrong. It's just we have this understanding of why it is why you shouldn't stick your tongue out. Why you should look both ways when you cross the road. Why you should do certain things. There's just a better result when we understand the why. Now, taking this back to a military understanding, I had had some people talk to me about boot camp. There's a lot of games, and the drill instructors will even call them games. They play mind games with you. They will do some stuff to break you mentally. They will do some stuff that is, well, it's just not fun. It's just strenuous. And I don't, some of it's physically strenuous, but some of it's just mentally strenuous. They just make you do the same thing over and over again, or they punish everybody for the mistakes of one person, or they'll have you randomly just start throwing all of your bed sheets in the middle of the floor and then running around from wall to wall and then coming back. And then you gotta make your bed within a certain amount of time. And they're like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it seems like it doesn't make any sense. Well, somebody had told me at one point that a lot of the stuff that seems like it doesn't make any sense at boot camp is all for a purpose. And when they're trying to break you down mentally, they are trying to stress you so that you understand what it's like to be in a combat situation. So you know how to handle yourself in a stressful situation. Some of it also, though, is kind of team building, and you don't realize that at the time. So there were times with that in my head where I didn't handle things the same way as some of the other people did. They were just breaking down thinking this is the worst thing ever. And there was a time I kind of started laughing in the midst of some stupid thing they had us doing. I'm pretty sure I remember it being when they had us dump our footlockers out and spread the stuff everywhere, and then we had a countdown to try to get our own stuff back in. And people were just like, this is insane. Why are we doing this? And they were just breaking down. And I kind of started laughing. And someone said, what's funny about this? And I said, do you not see how ridiculous it is? Like, they're trying to teach us how to be strong mentally and how to not break under pressure by having us dump our footlockers out. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. And I just think it's funny. And because I understood the why behind it, it was easier to handle. And I went along with it. Whereas there were some things that weren't explained to me. And I don't want to give the impression that we can't just do things without an explanation, because, you know, in your job and in all kinds of different places in life, sometimes you just got to do stuff without knowing the why. But there were some times it was a little harder to do that. For instance, at one of my duty stations, there was a particular sergeant that would have us do some things at PT that didn't make much sense to me. And I kind of started questioning him just to understand why. I was just like, I just want to know why we're doing this. I just want it to make sense to me. I just want to know what the purpose of this is. And he gave me the, you don't need to know why, you just need to do it because I'm a sergeant kind of deal. And that made it very difficult for me to stick with the program. Now, I had to do it because he told me to, and I did it, but I didn't do it with my heart in it. Whereas the other times that I understood what was going on, I was like, okay, this sucks, but I understand why we're doing it, so I'm going to keep going. And my level of intensity, my level of just effort was more. And when it was not explained, I just didn't have that intensity and effort. So I think when it comes to decentralizing command with our children and turning some things over to them without having to hold their hand every step of the way and delegating things to our kids, in order to not have to micromanage things with children, sometimes they have to understand why they're doing what they're doing. Because circumstances change and situations arise. And sometimes another problem is that kids can be very literal. So if I say, you need to do this and you need to do that, there are times when my kids will not do what I told them to do. And I'll say, hey, why didn't you do that? And I'll say, well, you said to do this in this manner, but that was impossible because of this. I'm like, oh, so I didn't consider all the circumstances they could face. And when they hit a roadblock, well, dad said to do this, but I can't because this. I'm trying to think of an example, but one thing I remember is just that, you know, I told someone to brush their teeth and they went upstairs to brush their teeth and someone was in the bathroom. So, you know, and then I went into the room. Did you brush your teeth? No, I didn't brush my teeth. Well, why didn't you brush your teeth? So-and-so was in the bathroom. Like, okay, but now no one's in the bathroom. So I know I said brush your teeth right now. And I know that your toothbrush was in the bathroom and someone was in there, but now the bathroom's open, so you can go in there now and do it. And the understanding that this child had, well, you said to do it now, and I couldn't do it now because someone was in there. So, you know, sometimes they just need to understand a little bit more to, hey, as soon as it's possible for you to go into that bathroom and brush your teeth, I want you to go do it. We have made it clear for the next time. I don't have to say that every time. For the next time, they understand. Okay, so I maybe don't need to just give up if the bathroom isn't open right now. That was a bad example. I'm sorry, guys. That was just the one that came to my head immediately. Parenting takes a toll on our memory and ability to think and sleep and all other kinds of stuff. But hopefully I've been somewhat informative on what I meant in the original podcast episode. This one's gone longer than that one did, I believe. I believe in this idea. I believe in the idea of not micromanaging every little thing and letting your kids take on tasks and take on roles in the house and take on doing some things. And a lot of it's through trial and error, realizing if you have multiple kids, you might realize that the right person for the job is not who you thought. You might realize that the person that's responsible enough to handle a certain thing is not the oldest child. You might realize that gender stereotypes don't play in the way you would think. Traditional gender roles. You may think that it would be one of your boys that would do something well, but it turns out to be the girl. Kids throw surprises at you all the time. But I've gone on for long enough on the subject. I would still like to do a Q&A at some point where we cover a variety of subjects. This one probably will come up again at some point. It's something a lot of people are interested in because things aren't the way they used to be. You know, I think back a long time ago, people used to just tell their kids what to go do and expect them to do it. And now we have a lot of helicoptering. We have a lot of sheltering. We have a lot of, we have a lot more parental involvement in kids' lives. I'm way more involved in my kids' day-to-day activities than my parents were. And that's good, and it's bad in other ways. We're not letting them just learn how to fly out of the nest on their own until much later, and then we wonder why we have 35-year-olds living at home playing video games when they haven't really been trained how to be adults. So it's a balance. There's dichotomy. There's everything in moderation kind of feel to it. But I would love to know your thoughts on this. So as always, email me, text me. Don't email me. My email is down. I'm getting that resolved. You can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Matthew J. Cochran. And those are the best ways to go ahead and contact me. But I would love to hear from you. And if you're not part of the Tactical Dads Facebook group, I suggest you check that out also. And you can catch me in there also. So until next time, catch me outside. How about that?